We're back, last segment of the show, doing our April Fool's Countdown. On the last two breaks, we had new music for you. The first was from Exite Project with their new single, Insane. You can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Exite Project, Insane, khb-music.de. And then we heard from Kill for Eden with Woke Up Alone and Nikki Loy with Hold Me Now. And you can learn more about both of those artists at deucemusic.com, Kill for Eden and Nikki Loy. All right, so to recap the countdown. Number five, we had our athlete Ryan Lochte. Pip and I were on the board with that. Number four, celebrity Joe tagged in with Mariah Carey. Number three, in what was a lot more of a blowout than it may have appeared, the Pokemon players who walked off the court.
Gotta make it interesting.
Yeah. But now we go to our second biggest fool of the year, and we will go to politics for this one. Let's start with Joe on this.
The biggest fool, I would say, in politics, I would say, would be Paul Ryan.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Etu Carre?
I think on the recent healthcare bill, I think was stunk on ice. I think for Paul Ryan to sit there and go, well, we're rushing to vote on it. We'll figure it out when we get there. It's pretty much what Obamacare was. I think that they didn't not touch any bullet points at all on this. I think he sold, and this is a matter of debate, but this is my feeling. I think that he went to President Trump and told him, look, I got this. It'll go through. Well, fine. And Trump went, you know, and said, all right, fine. Because I figured
Trump... But wasn't Trump a fool for believing that? He's supposed to be the guy.
I understand that, and that's debatable, but I'm sticking with Ryan because Ryan had 7 years to work on this and figure it out, and he did not hit one bullet point on this. He went with this. It didn't sell. It looked bad for the Republican Party, and it made the Democratic Party look like, you know, Obamacare, which I'm not for Obamacare, but they didn't offer anything to counter what was there. And also, they wanted to repeal it. They need to fix it and adjust it and not repeal it. But they stood there, stood in their guns, stood in front of the country, stood in front of the associates, and he stood there and he looked like a fool on this. And I feel he is the biggest fool in politics.
Interesting.
Wow. I was not expecting that.
I kind of thought we were going to get a Hillary there.
Oh, actually, I didn't think so.
A little basket of deplorables, blowing a big lead. I could have seen it. I thought that was the obvious one. I did not see that coming from Joe.
No.
Interesting. No. For me, this was a really tough one. Last year, our dear leader made our list as our celebrity fool. All indications pointed that this year, with all of his shenanigans, he would be my political choice. But then he went and fucking won the election. And yeah, it's hard to call the guy a fool when he does all this shit that even his side thought was foolish, but he still wins.
Stop. Is this Davin's Den?
We're literally in alternate worlds here.
You're confusing me.
You're not the people I know.
It's alternate world.
Oh, that's funny.
It should have been Donald Trump. Next year, it can be Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say the man's the biggest fool when in the time period we're going from April 2nd to April 1st, the man wins the presidency. It's hard to call the biggest fool.
And like I said, you said with Ryan, you go, well, Trump, well, yes, but Ryan's been working at this damn thing for 7 years.
Well, and I thought the exact same thing about Trump, and I'm like, but I can't say that he's the biggest fool because he managed to become the president.
Despite all of his best attempts.
Which may make
him the biggest fool after all.
Which would make anybody else be the biggest fool. But.
If I could add something really quick. I was going to, one of the fools I was going to do was the Cash Me Out girl.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I go, yeah, because she's making an ass of herself.
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, Dr. Phil
Cashman. Doesn't know who this is.
Yeah,
again, we're talking about celebrities, and this is a whole category celebrity. Yeah. You don't even know.
13-year-old girl. She is like a little white trash little girl.
No, let's not judge kids, Joe.
No, but still, she is. She was on Dr. Phil.
Compound
bait. She's funny. She's just a low-class, rambunctious little
kid. So you'll be seeing her at a party soon?
She's Honey Boo Boo grown up?
Almost. However, so I wanted to pick her for one of the biggest fools, because I think she's making a fool out of herself. Till I did research. She is worth, I think, $1 million now. She's going to get her own reality show. And I'm like, she's not a fool.
Yeah. Yep, that's what it is.
Can't use that.
You got to go on results.
Can't use it. I can't. How am I? And I sat there and I go, look, she's a train wreck. She's probably going to be destitute at 22. But I go, right now, she ain't a fool.
Nope.
Was it the Cash Me Out girl?
Cash Me Outside girl.
Cash Me Outside girl.
Yeah.
Do
you can do a search on your own time.
Yeah. At your leisure, dear. But no, not today.
Well, while Joe is investigating sociologists next week, you can research her. Still looking on the part two of that expose, Joe. We look forward to getting that in the coming weeks.
Awesome.
All right. So every impulse said it's got to be the Donald. But reality is he could not win the biggest fool of the year because he's the president of the United States.
Yeah, he did something right.
In the same period of time, he shocked the world.
Yeah.
So all the beautiful evidence that was mounting and growing and continues to grow minute after minute, hour after hour, day after day.
Tweet after tweet.
Tweet after tweet.
good ad,
yeah. Yeah, so it's not him. I didn't go him.
Okay.
To continue with Bizarro World, Joe, I don't think you see this one coming. So, while his wife Uma Abedin was crisscrossing the country with presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, Anthony Weiner was playing stay-at-home dad.
What's happening there with you guys? I'm confused. Wait a minute.
I told you.
It's just a,
I can't take it.
Just a testament to this show that we have our views, but we don't necessarily are in lockstep with
it. Right.
Yeah, so Anthony Weiner. You may remember the former congressman and later New York City mayoral candidate.
Oh, yeah, we remember.
Oh, yes.
Idiot, not.
Has twice cost himself political jobs due to a penchant for sexting women that are not his wife, complete with dick pics. Anthony was at it again from January 2015 through at least August of 2016, complete with aroused crotch shots and now the addition of his toddler child in bed with him.
Oh, ew.
Indeed, dear. Yes.
Ew.
Weiner repeatedly invited the woman to come to New York City. The woman, who wishes to remain anonymous, is the opposite of Weiner in that she's an NRA member and a Trump supporter. In addition, she used the Twitter to bash Weiner's wife's boss, Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
But wait, there's more. A 50-year-old girl described a month-long sexting relationship with Weiner.
15-year-old?
Uh-huh. This caused the FBI and NYPD to open up an investigation. Weiner feels the latest allegation may have been a hoax. Donald Trump, citing Weiner's wife's close proximity to Hillary Clinton, said the following, "I only worry for the country in that Hillary Clinton was careless and negligent in allowing Weiner to have such close proximity to highly classified information. Who knows what he learned and who he told? It's just another a 15-year-old.
There's Putin going, what a bulge he has. Comrade, look at bulge.
Gather round.
Gather round, comrade.
It's no longer the shining city on the hill. It's the shiny cock on the hill.
Yeah. We can curse now.
Yeah,
and we will.
And we will.
How many times did he say wiener already?
So Trump continued, "It's just another example of Hillary Clinton's bad judgment. It's possible that our country and its security have been greatly compromised by this. The FBI seized Wiener's computer."
Weiner. Yeah. I like that.
The FBI started. The FBI then started. Stated there were possibly new emails from Hillary Clinton on his computer. This caused them to announce they were reopening the case against Hillary Clinton just 11 days before the election. What was previously a sizable lead for Clinton evaporated as the news broke and eventually contributed to the shocking defeat of Hillary Clinton. This also cost Weiner's wife a sweet job in the White House. So he ruined a marriage and a presidential campaign, all from the comfort of his own home.
Could you see Anthony Weiner and Bill Clinton sitting on a park bench? What are we going to do? We thought we had him out of the fucking house.
Funny. Good SNL skit.
Yes, that was. You and your damn Weiner. Well, you're your damn Weiner.
What are we going to do?
I say this is the most powerful Weiner in politics. And now, I mean, they're trying to work it out again. That's the rumors, him and Uma. So
yes,
now he's got to spend more time with her. Now she's going to be home when she would have been out of the house. He fucked himself by trying to fuck these other broads.
But what?
Or at least show them his wiener.
Got to show, like, I read that in the paper where, you know, they're trying to make it work. How do you go, I'm going to try to forgive you for showing your dick pics for the third fucking time.
Possibly a fourth.
And a fourth. Oh, by the way, while our child was on the bed with you.
Oh.
And but it's not like you fucked up my chances of being on a White House staff. Why would that affect you?
Why would that be a problem?
There's a lot of forgiving to do.
I feel Joe has a lot of passion towards mine, but we'll go to you.
Well, no, but it's just, but
you
it's
argued a, very well for me. Thank
but,
you.
But just on the fact of getting back, we're not with a fool, but it's the whole thing.
Oh,
of,
it's foolish.
But no, but how accepting you have to be to take somebody back, where the in a public forum, you know.
Yeah, it's not bad enough when it's private,
it
but it's like
up my job.
It's on page six.
I was
every
supposed
other
she
day.
Was supposed to win. I would have been fucking chief of staff, but you had to show your cock, you moron.
And you bring up an interesting point. I'm sure Bill Clinton's not pleased either.
No, no.
Now he's home with Hillary all the time.
Oh, now they're both stuck. Well, I don't know. Let's go. Let's go get a cup of coffee or something. I can't stand that gun.
All right, so we got Ryan, we got Wiener. What do we got, Pip?
All right, well, I'm afraid I'm not going to be do the gender swapping that you two are doing tonight.
I smell a Republican.
You got your little composition book.
I do have my little composition book.
Isn't that sweet?
It's where she writes her spelling words.
Mm-hmm.
It's purple. I write them many, many times.
We're going to get you stickers to put on there.
Yeah, I know.
Only when she's good.
Flowers and
not unicorns. Everybody gets stickers, Joe. You have to earn stickers in my class.
Yes, sir.
Butterflies and unicorns. Well, now, I agree. David, I thought the same thing as you, is that I was leaning heavily towards Trump.
Wiener?
Then I was leaning towards Wiener. Or maybe the Wiener was leaning towards me.
Your Wiener's over there. Do your leaning on your own time.
You're at the office now, sissy.
Exactly. Contain your Wiener and his.
Calm down, Mr. Helix. All right. So the thing that I
so you wanted to go Trump.
I wanted to
every
go Trump.
Impulse in your body said Trump.
Oh, there were so many.
You just couldn't win with Trump though, because he won.
Because he won. But
he's like my cash me out girl.
Yeah, you know, in more ways than you'll admit.
We both love to tweet.
But then there's the gift that keeps on giving, and is. To me, unequivocally foolish. His right-hand girl, Kellyanne Conway.
She's good.
Oh, she's really
good. She's good.
She is the queen of making a fool of herself. As a counselor, she should counsel herself. She's suggesting that the microwaves can film us.
Well, Joe actually found an article.
I found an article that they can.
Oh my God!
Not most.
I'll have to see that later.
But they have come out. They've come out.
They've come out with some. They could.
They have come, and also your refrigerator. I actually do a joke in my act. That refrigerator.
That's a first. Sorry, it was right there. I apologize. But you say I actually do a joke in my.
You had a big day. Cubby was on camera. But anyway,
so was your shiny head, stupid.
The stupid zit. Anyway,
we call him Jupiter.
Yes.
Yeah, we should stop referring to me as
and
that.
And he's not so fond of the rest of you either.
Yeah. But refrigerators. Have the capacity now to get your likes, your dislikes, kind of food you store, stuff like that, and transmit it over the internet.
I don't want my refrigerator telling everybody my business.
It has been.
If I eat another Jello cup, I don't want anybody to know.
You eat Jello cups?
Or whatever.
No, that's not
if
a
I'm
whatever.
I'm going back in for the ice cream?
You eat Jello cups.
Yeah, and I also eat yogurt, and I eat
Nana.
Applesauce.
Aw, that's so sweet how you gum all your food.
You know, I almost gave you a Nana, really, and then she said applesauce, so I stopped.
No, I was right on point.
Okay. Yeah. Nodding yes.
I was right on point.
Okay, very good, yes.
Whatever.
Go
know.
On, Kellyanne Conway, interesting choice.
Okay, so I'm saying, here's the woman who was telling people to buy Ivanka's shoes. Didn't even realize that was a direct conflict of interest. She was tweeting, giving Trump credit for the January jobs report. Well, Obama was still actually the president and deserved all the credit
for
that.
Yeah, but Trump did that, though, too.
Yeah, there but was I'm talking about my girl, Kelly.
Yeah, but still on that, she was talking about the job report. Both Obama and Trump had a hand in the job reports. You know, because basically...
Not in January.
Yeah, in January, because the Obama, obviously the economy was starting to come back, but the perception of what Trump was planning to do was also building business confidence, was adding to jobs being increased, and that was actually a fact.
Okay.
It's up for debate. Up for debate.
I guess you could make a case
it's up for debate.
But here's the Bowling Green Massacre.
Ah, no defending that one.
Yeah. The Bowling Green Massacre, all that bloodshed that never happened.
She Mariah carried it.
And the coiner of the interesting line, alternative facts. And my favorite. My favorite, which isn't really anything that blew the minds of everybody, but sitting on the couch like a little kid in the middle of the Oval Office during the meeting of leaders of the black colleges.
They were lining up. She was on her knees. I see movies.
She was wearing her drop cloth. She was getting ready. Yeah, sure. I know what was going
on. She was going to be full.
But the thing is that with all of these different things, Kellyanne is a smorgasbord of making a fool of herself daily. And this is not somebody who made it to be the president of the United States. This is somebody whose days are limited with the amounts of blunders that she's been making.
Okay. In my opinion, the first one we can eliminate is Paul Ryan. Although it was a spectacular blunder on his part. He did not do that alone. He had other congressmen working with him.
But he was the voice of it, and he was the leader of it.
That's his gig, but I mean...
But he was the voice of it, and
that's like saying Sean Spicer is the biggest fool with all the horse shit he says.
Oh. Well, he is a damn big fool.
I understand, but is he the biggest fool?
I'm
not saying Paul Ryan's not a fool, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but he was the architect.
Yeah, you would never say that.
7 years, this is what he comes up with.
Pip, who do you think is the weakest?
Wow. Let's see. Well, there's Ryan, there's Kellyanne, and then there's... Wait a minute, what was yours again? I just blanked.
Really?
I did.
Such a body of work? Anthony Weiner.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about the Weiner.
He'll send you a pic.
Well, you know, I'm sure he would.
You enjoy that with your Jell-O cup, Nana. Stick it in the yogurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want it all over you? Shh, the bitch is coming.
I don't know. I mean, these are all really good picks for the biggest
politics
fool.
Is so fruitful.
Yeah, it is. There's always a handful of fools in politics. The biggest fool.
I also remember they said today that they're going to go back to healthcare. It's not done. Originally they said no, and now they're coming back to it. I don't know what that means.
I didn't hear that.
That was today.
That's another thing that was kind of aggravating me.
Well, Trump did it too.
I understand. Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and go, okay. You know, they go, all right, then pass. Next. Hold it. You know, they need a rethink.
You know what they say? When first you don't succeed, stop.
I did.
Enough of that shit.
I do have to
That's what it seemed like, didn't it?
Well, this was tough.
All right, let's do this. Oh, what? Slow. Oh,
we're done. Time to go home.
Hold it. We'll wait for a deployment. Whoa.
They were all on board with that until they weren't.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a really good point that Joe made, that they had 7 years. This was their stock and trade.
Beating
Obamacare.
They all were in it.
But they were all in it.
I don't think that's just Paul Ryan.
No,
but
well, I think
he was leading
the
way on it.
Under the bus.
He was leading the way on it. How could you not see or be vocal? You're the Speaker of the House. You're not seeing the bullet points on here that was supposed
to be
targeted.
Well, in his defense, Donald Trump had said we're going to get great health care immediately. So he's a little bit under the gun. You know, the Donald president promised this shit was easy. It's going to happen right away.
Right,
so,
but they've been complaining about it for during
I understand that.
Most of Obama's
I understand that. But it wasn't like anybody was like, well, you know what, maybe we should go slow with this. The whole team, all the Republicans are like, we're going to do this right away.
But still, if you're saying the leader of this, all right, you go in.
I think Trump's his equal leader, too. I think they're co-leaders.
But you go in and you go, what are you doing around 3 o'clock when I have coffee? And you tell them, look, why are we, you know, we need to go about it this way, because Trump put his trust into Ryan to get this done. And if Ryan had smart and didn't make a fool of himself, he would go in there and go, look, we should take our time with this. We should focus on these bullet points.
And see, I think Trump's the biggest fool because this is one of his tent poles just in this particular issue for his candidacy. And he gives it to somebody else to do when he was running on this. The Republicans, as you recall, were not they were not replacing repeal. The Republicans were just like repeal.
That's what
Ryan wanted to do.
Oh, that's true.
But Donald Trump said replace and repeal, and all of a sudden they go, all right, well, the boss is saying.
Yeah, but he's not a fool because he's like the Teflon orange. He just
I understand
walked
that.
Away from it.
My point is Paul Ryan's foolishness was not singular.
Yeah, true.
That's my point. Now,
true.
I'm not saying he wasn't a fool. I'm saying he had a lot of help on being a fool.
Yeah, he did.
So that's why I think Joe's is the weakest.
Yeah, he was laying under the bus.
Yeah, ours were solo actors.
No, I think Pips is the weakest because Kellyanne Conway, believe it or not, is a very brilliant woman. She led the campaign. She led the campaign and led Trump to victory.
That's terrifying.
She can't be that stupid.
Well, you know, Joe has a good point. You know, during the course of the year, she certainly had her good moments. There were points where everybody, including the liberals, were praising her for getting the Donald off the Twitter machine and focusing the campaign. Because after Manafort, it was kind of a rudderless ship.
Right,
yeah,
and she got it. So she's not a dope.
She had some good moments.
Now,
and she still got a gig.
Yeah.
And Donald and the ethics committee did want something to happen, but it goes to Trump, and Trump's like, don't worry about it. You know, with the whole thing with the Ivanka Trump thing.
Oh, yeah.
Donald's like, it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
He liked it. He she's plugging her shit. That's good.
I know. It's the only way that she got away with it.
But realistically, I mean, the missteps that she made are kind of learning curves that she's making. That she's got this position.
No, I think lying isn't a learning curve.
Yeah.
I think lying is lying.
Lying about what?
So much.
So, I'll give an example.
Alternative facts.
There could be alternative facts.
No, there's just facts.
No, there are facts that, and there's the facts, I'm just discussing this way, there's facts and the background, of course. You could state a fact, but there are...
The amount of people at an event is a certain number. There's no other way about it. It's either this many or not this many. I don't need their background. I don't need to know what they had for lunch. Either they showed up or they didn't show up. That's all I fucking need to know.
Like they were doing a door deal here.
Yes! Finally, we got it. Yes.
On that one case.
Yeah.
Also, did you hear about this? Mr. Hillicks will like this. During the debate on the health care bill, I forget what Democratic senator was saying this. She says she was complaining that they cut her mic to a lower level. And I'm like, what are you going to complain? They fucked her on the lights, too? What are you, the opening act?
Man, hell, you know.
They got railed on lights, too. Fuck those guys.
Sounds good.
Fuck those guys.
All right. So we got controversy over here.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be? I think it's Anthony Weiner. His dick did a lot of damage this year. He did not have any shining moments. Anything that worked out well.
But not to a whole country. I think.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Not to a whole. No.
Oh,
no.
Real.
No.
Well, the majority of the people who voted would say so.
No.
Sure they would.
No.
I don't know because, I mean, I think that because he did make a fool of himself because
it's not just himself he made a fool of. It's
but
not.
He also tarnished Hillary
and his fucking wife. He ruined everybody. He that cock took out. It was like Godzilla's cock just swinging downtown Tokyo.
Dennis the Menace of cocks.
Yes,
Dennis. Penis. It's Penis the Menace.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Wilson.
No, Mr. Weiner.
Hey, Mr. Weiner.
Well, Mr. Wilson on the show.
Hey, Mr. Weiner. Look at the pictures I got. Oh. Penis, put that away. The campaign has been ruined. Penis, what did you do? I was just helping.
Penis the Menace.
Penis the Menace. Penis the Menace.
Penis the Menace. Hillary was way up.
It was like 60.
So was the penis.
There you go. I gave you that one.
Happy birthday.
She was doing well in the, wait for it, polls. 6 to 10 points until Comey comes out and goes, hey, this just in. We're going to take over Anthony's computer. We're reinvestigating because there might be some Hillary emails. That was the final cock in the sandwich.
Oh, penis.
This is not even a contest. Kellyanne had good moments. Paul Ryan had good moments. The Congress maintained the House under his leadership. You know, in the election, that was part of his responsibility, too. It wasn't just this thing where he looked really stupid. But so he did have good moments. Anthony Weiner has not had any good moments this year. It's been an awful, awful year for Anthony Weiner.
It's been a bad Weiner year.
Yeah, I mean, and plus, you know, there's something to be said for making the list more than once.
Did anything Anthony Weiner say possibly cost somebody their life?
We both looked at each other like, what?
Well, all right, here, I'll make this argument for you. Here's a tangential argument. Well, because Donald Trump doesn't know what the fuck he's doing and decided to order a military strike over dinner instead of maybe Hillary Clinton there where they would have had a fucking meeting about it. We now lost our guy Ryan. That's a fucking tangential argument if you want to make that. I'm not saying I believe that, but you could make that argument where if Hillary was in office, they don't order that military strike and we still have Ryan.
Ryan.
Sergeant? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
I don't mean to diminish what he did, but we lost a special forces soldier in a raid in Yemen.
Well, that's called war. Sometimes
I understand that, but Donald Trump ordered the strike over lunch, over dinner, which might not have happened under Hillary. So yes, I mean you could.
We could debate that.
But nonetheless, I'm not saying I would want to state that argument, but you could.
But with healthcare, with this healthcare bill, people could lose their lives over which direction this is going to go. where is a more serious thing. And for Ryan to champion something that was just a disaster while complaining about something else was just a disaster looks like a fool.
Well, but the healthcare is still status quo. He hasn't really affected it yet. He just hasn't changed anything. It's still the same as it was before. It's like they decided to do transport infrastructure first. That's where it is right now.
Right,
They haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, there will be more coming up with that.
And we might ultimately get a better bill. You know, we might get something better. Donald might decide to work with Schumer, and maybe they'll cobble something
together.
Hopefully
Schumer will work with Donald. And I'm not trying to start an argument. Hopefully, and Schumer indicated that he's indicated before.
As long as they take repeal off the table, there are common interests where the Democrats and moderate Republicans can come up with something. They can certainly make it a much better law.
I hope Trump will take repeal off the table.
I don't know what he's going to do. I'm not going to predict him anymore. But I think Anthony Weiner... I mean, you know,
As far as what the breadth of their influence is or not, or what could potentially happen from their foolishness versus malfeasance, whatever it is, I have to say, as far as plain old foolishness, I'm leaning towards Weiner.
As well, you should. And Weiner's leaning towards you. Do you salute Weiner? I feel like we did these jokes a couple of years ago.
So she's biased.
She's a heterosexual woman, Joe.
I'm pro Weiner.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Ryan
just made a bad political decision and doesn't know how to fucking do policy. Anthony Weiner's been down this road with his cock before, and it didn't stop him. Except this time now it costs more than his gig. Twice. It cost his wife and possibly the new president of the United States. So that's a pretty fucking bad foolishness.
I have to lean towards, and just because whenever Weiner is involved,
yes,
and I mean Weiner's Weiner when I say Weiner, it's just funnier.
Yeah, all right, we go Anthony Weiner. You know, for comedy, this is a comedy show, Jeff. Bring a little humor with you, mister. All right, so Anthony Weiner got that one.
Not only did you lose a segment, you're not holding up your end of the show.
So you have some sociology to research, Joe.
I'm sorry, but Wiener's a winner.
Wiener is a winner. All right, now we will go to our final category. Any fool, you feel good about this?
Relatively.
You feel you want to lead it off?
Oh, God. Okay, hold on a second.
Or Joe, are you ready with yours?
I got to flip my little composition page.
All right. For the top four. So I've gotten three out of the four spots. I shared a spot with you.
You did.
And Joe's on the board with the celebrity. But I'm having another good showing.
You are having another good showing. Not of your wiener, however.
Night's early.
You never know. Dim those lights. All right. No one will know his name, but you all know what he did. Brian Cullinan.
What?
Brian Cullinan.
All right.
He was the PricewaterhouseCooper accountant in charge of holding the envelope that announced the best picture for the Oscars.
Interesting.
And, you know, he's an accountant. You expect them to be a little precise. You expect them, when they're paid probably buku bucks, to be there making sure that everything goes without a hitch at the Oscars, to be perhaps paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
He had one job.
Right, and it didn't get him the gig.
He had one job, buddy. Give the right friggin' envelope.
Yeah.
Could he manage to do that? No, our buddy Brian was texting, fooling around, looking at all the celebrities, and he hands over the wrong envelope, which led to the wrong best picture being called. All those people piling onto the stage, mayhem, embarrassment for all. Our buddy Brian, and probably cost PricewaterhouseCooper the gig.
But not that we know. So far, we don't know.
He
lost his job, but I believe.
Yes.
He didn't lose his job. He still has a job. He just can't do the Oscars.
Can't do the Oscars anymore. I think that's
which is probably as good as it gets for an accountant.
Yeah, that's your big night out.
I would think so.
And so, you know, if you're taking selfies backstage and everything, yeah, that's done. And he had to wear a lot of egg on his face, and he potentially could have cost his company the gig.
Interesting.
At the Oscars. So you had one job, dude, and you couldn't do it. Major embarrassment. Brian's my fool.
All right. Joe? Joe, are you moved by that? Are you shaking in your boots?
No.
Okay.
No.
She felt very good about that going in, and you just dismissed her like, no.
Nah.
Joe's girl liked it.
No. Hillary Clinton. Didn't think it. You thought,
thought you were getting away from
thought
us.
Thought I was not coming around again. Hillary
Clinton. Thought we had a breakthrough show.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Her election was hers to win. But due to her elitist, invincible attitude, she systematically alienated.
I like how you insert your opinion in these fucking stories.
Yes.
I know. This isn't just a who, what, when, where, how. It's
Joe has a fucking political blog in these stories.
I know.
She systematically alienated every segment of society and had an attitude that she should be installed and not elected. She acted like she did not need a progressive votes and did not have many press conferences and abandoned the working class in favor of billionaire donors that she was courting. She derailed Bernie Sanders, who was the most liberal of them and seemed to have more of the
people in mind.
You got
pip where it hurts there. She's starting to nod with you now.
She derailed him blatantly. She did not appear trustworthy. She would have brought scandal to the White House, but she was so sure she would win. She had a victory party at the Javits Center with fireworks. But due to her elitist entitled attitude, there was no fireworks and her campaign at the Javits Center, at the Javits Center, and no Hillary, as she did not even come out and have the common decency to speak to the people that supported her. And that is why she is the biggest fool.
You didn't even have Basket of Deplorables in there.
I didn't have time to write that.
You wrote a bunch of other hogwash, but you forgot that. Which, all right. So we got Oscars.
Yep.
We got Hill.
Yep.
You guys feel good about yours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel a lot better about mine now. I feel a lot better about mine.
Weren't we just talking about cocky?
Yes. Well, I feel like I'm going to be installed as the biggest fool. And we'll have Mr. Helix read the envelope.
You just said I feel like I'm going to be installed as the biggest fool.
No.
That's what you just literally said.
No, I did not.
It was
like
that term installed, like they're going to install a new pope. You know, all right, bring out the old pope. All right, put the new pope in. Oh, we need a bracket. There's a new bracket that comes with this pope. We don't have it.
First, I'm going to say something that should immediately instill fear in you both that you've lost. I'm going to say one word where you should both feel that you are in trouble.
I feel some pee coming on.
Do you want to guess what that word is?
No.
Want to guess?
I couldn't possibly.
No.
Florida.
Oh! Oh God damn it!
We know some of our biggest fools come out of Florida. It is a state that keeps on giving.
I get a feeling something with a mullet is going to win.
Something with a crocodile.
No, worse.
Less teeth.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
Worse.
Wait, we already saw that coming out of the market when we were buying our drinks for tonight, didn't we?
Shall we?
What?
Shall we do this?
Yeah.
No, let's go home.
Show's
hanging.
Over. Night-night. Tune in next week.
Night-night. No, what is it?
A Florida man was busted for allegedly driving naked with an electronic gizmo attached to his penis, officials said.
Portobello is New Jersey's fine dining Italian.
You come at me with your Hillary Clinton. You come at me with your Bond best movie of the year. How dare you?
The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country.
But wait, there's more.
Sometimes you want a butt slice. Sometimes you need much more.
I got much more for you, kids.
Oh, God, tell us more.
Someone called Boynton Beach cops complaining that a man, later identified as 56-year-old Kurt Jenkins, was cruising slowly through the 100 block of Orange Drive on Monday, all while nude and pointing towards his groin.
Well, why rush it?
We're not even there yet.
Look at my wiener, kids.
We're not even. Jenkins made a point of slowing down his four-door Toyota for children on the block, according to CBS.
Oh, no.
I bet he had candy.
Had a candy cane.
Jesus.
The suspected perv propositioned a witness who then spotted an electronic device hooked up to Jenkins' crown jewels and then called police.
What? That was not that he's nude, not that he solicited children. That device has got to go. You're calling the cops.
Yes.
Now I'm on the
phone.
Calling
the cops now.
When officers
call the cops.
When officers showed up, Jenkins didn't immediately comply with orders, so cops forced him to the ground to make an arrest.
You would have think he would have been. Has the best line. She goes, "Succulent meat."
Now we know how they warm it.
But when cops showed up, you'd figure you'd make a break for it.
Which
you're in a car.
How far are you going to get with
take
that
a
gizmo
candy, the
hanging on
get
your
the fuck out of there.
He observed Jenkins was completely naked and saw an electronic device with wires, which was attached to Jenkins' penis. The police report reads.
Now, what do we put the wires? Is like the cigarette lighter? You probably, you know, you would have to go
probably device up his ass somewhere, Joe.
Oh well, yeah, that's where the juice comes from.
Juice or juice?
No, Jews don't come from up the ass.
Yeah, okay. He was booked for lewd and lascivious exhibition, exposure of sexual organs, and resisting arrest. All right, here we go. Let me break this down for you. I don't even know if I have to, but I will.
I don't know if you have to.
All right, anytime you decide to cruise naked, bad idea. Anytime you decide to show kids your dick, bad idea. Anytime you decide to hook wires up to your dick, bad idea. Anytime you decide to resist arrest, bad idea. I mean, I could be missing the boat. Maybe this is some type of alternative fuel. Maybe it's dick powered.
I'm still wondering where the wires were hooked to.
I know. Where's the other end?
Somewhere
of
to
that?
His penis.
Didn't I tell you a story?
Well, I have pictures. I'll show you later.
Dick power. Dick
can you
power.
Imagine being the cop though who has to wrestle Frank and Dick to the ground? I don't want to touch him. You touch him. Don't grab him by the wires.
That's why you make like the rookie do it.
Yeah.
Don't tase me, bro. Especially not with that.
Yeah, call Smith. He's only been on the force 2 weeks. Smith, figure that out.
Wait a minute. Do we have to bring in the bomb
squad? Do I have to, Sarge? Yes. Smith, figure that out.
Yes. Yeah, how do you? What do they call that when you go in and you take down a bomb?
Yeah, that's the bomb squad. In this case, it's the dong squad.
Funny. are you kids even going to argue this?
No. Can't even.
And we don't have time to fill, so you can wave the white flag immediately, Jeff.
Well, no, I debate you, but, you know, wires.
That's a complete story.
Wires, you know.
If it was just a plain old driving naked, there'd be an argument.
There'd be an argument, you know, debate back and forth, but.
Why? And making sure you pointed out to kids.
Yeah.
Gather.
Hey,
and one of the things we both like to debate and argue up, but wires? Yeah. Am I going to do with wires?
Yes.
What did he do with wires?
If your car needs to be jump started, you shouldn't be driving around showing it off. If your cock needs jumper cables, just stay at home.
It's like dick in a cage. You know, it's electrocuted.
It was cute, though, how you both felt very cocky and confident, though.
Cocky, really?
Yeah.
Really? Did we?
You did that.
I really expected more from you guys on that last. Really, Hillary on that last one?
No, I knew we were done when you said Florida.
Yeah, well, this is bad.
I started feeling bad right away.
Florida, Florida, Florida.
Yeah, once you said that, I'm like, uh-oh, Sheriff, these don't look good.
Florida or Pennsylvania, you know there's some bad shit coming.
Ruh-roh.
What is it with Florida? I guess it's a transient state or something. It's just
I don't know.
Like wacky
they voted Trump. I have lots of questions.
It must be the heat. It gets to them or something.
They're bored.
Yeah, but Pennsylvania comes in a close second.
Yeah, it really does. It really does.
The two of them, it's like very frightening places to be.
Yeah, well, I did a lot. It took hours this year to research the shit.
And you know what? The people that live in those places, they wouldn't even argue with us.
No,
they know.
It takes hours to research this stuff because we're getting good at it, yeah. And we know what you know. We know. So you have to sit. You just can't find an article anymore.
No, it's not just assholes. You got a state of mind. What they were thinking, who else was involved.
We didn't. What have we been doing this segment? 5 years now? Five years?
Since the beginning.
Probably,
so well, you've been doing it. Yeah, you've been doing it.
Six years.
I've been doing it 6 years. Because so the first year you guys weren't with me in April.
Right.
So we've been doing this together 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. So you learn. Every year you learn.
Yeah.
You know, and you start doing it. You're like, all right, I got to. Not only can't this be ridiculous, it's got to, like, go against bullshit and really nutty shit.
And you have to think, you know, well, what did they get out of it? Because I've made the mistake in the past of picking people that I thought were foolish. But then again, it was sort of like, hey, but they're making millions of dollars. They're the president of the United States. It doesn't matter how foolish they are.
Yeah.
They're winning.
But
they're winning.
also tell you where the debate is very debatable. Rachel, was it Dozell, the woman that?
We did her, I think, a couple years ago.
We did her, and I was actually going to do it again. She's actually on the deck because she had a book. She came out with a book.
Yeah, she's back.
And she's back, but. The debate, I left her as a reserve.
The act was a couple of years ago.
But you can debate back and debate back and forth because the book just came out 3 days ago.
Right.
So it's, and one of those things is that you got to prove your point against going against the fact that the original story came out 2 years ago.
Right.
So I kind of put it on the back. But that's something that you learn after years of doing this segment.
And you also learn you got to go to Snopes to find shit, to disprove.
Because
I had, a really good story that I was really excited about, and then I went to fucking Snopes. It was about this guy in Florida who was working in a zoo. He was eaten by an alligator while he was fucking one. And it looked wonderful.
That was wrong? I mean, that was not true?
No.
It was act of jealousy and jaws.
Well, I was really disappointed because I had sent you a story of the guy that got crushed by his multi-poundage of a porn that fell on him, and it wasn't true. Yeah. But it was such a great story. I was like, that's right up our alley.
So,
crushed by his own porn.
So I got this.
Yeah, you got this.
Feel good about that.
Yeah.
Feel good. You guys put up a good fight, but really, number one, you got to come a lot harder. You can't be giving Hillary and the fucking guy who fucks up when reading a name. I mean, there were some really foolish
Oscars.
This was Florida driving naked with wires to his dick. I just like the fact he's cruising slowly. Come on, kids, gather around.
I know, like the ice cream man,
seriously.
If you had that music, the turkey and the straw they always play.
All right, pitch.
Wait till next year's show. You'll tell a story like that. Yeah, a man with one ball and a vice on a unicycle was going down a boardwalk in Florida, Pensacola it was.
God damn it.
Fingers crossed. Hope it happens. All right, Pip, so give us our final countdown.
Okay, well, where did I put it? I just figured that Joe and I had lost so badly.
Well, you felt exceptional about number one going
in. Yeah, I did, and I was sorely, sorely fooled.
You were ready to argue with Joe against Hillary.
Yeah, I was.
I know you were.
Well, now, number five, Davin and I both shared that one because we both came out with Ryan Lochte. I can never say his name right. And then Joe had the celebrity fool because what was your celebrity?
Mariah.
That was a really good one. I wish I had remembered that happened. And then Davin's number three. You know, I didn't write down what they were. I just wrote down who won.
My number three was the California Pokemon Go players who took a stroll off a cliff.
And the time we had it filled because he won clearly.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, that wins. Okay, let's keep
on both my any fools, Joe was like just fucking waving the white flag. Until
I saw we had about 5 minutes to fill. Yeah. I got a debate.
And then number two, Davin's political fool. How could I forget? Wiener.
Great year for Anthony Wiener. By the way, I have hope that Donald Trump rejoins the list next year. Last year he was on as a celebrity. I have hope that he comes back this coming year as a political, or he becomes a really good president. One way or the other, I win.
Yeah, right.
He becomes a great president, I win. He continues his asinine shit, and the polls keep going down, I win.
Number two. And so the last one, of course, Devin won that because, again, Wiener. It was Florida Wiener this time.
Yes, a Florida Wiener.
So that was three straight on wins for Davin and a half, mm-hmm. which you shared with me, and then another one for Joe. But clearly, hail.
Yes.
King Fool.
This is my thing. We will revisit on Mother's Day. I believe I did well on the Valentine's Day one as well.
Yeah.
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I know. So Mother's spelled the traditional way, not the way we spell it.
Right, correct.
That's
correct.
What we're going to do.
Yes. All right. Well, that was cool hanging out with CNBC, American Greed. Yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah, they filmed some of the show. That's supposed to come out mid-July over the summer. So
yes.
We'll see what happens.
Where's going to be on TV?
Hopefully. That's the plan. I mean, they have editing and shit to do, but they were here. We did it. Nice interview.
Oh, would you love to see that? The show's counterpoint person, Joe Curry, is the guy. Just see Davin's sweet feet swinging from the TV set.
I doubt that sincerely. No, I gave him a good interview. They liked a lot of the footage I sent them from the radio show, so some of that might show up.
Oh, cool.
All right, let's thank some people.
Let's do that.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC.
Okay, if you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescas-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. Their Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner on dinner Monday through Saturday and on Sunday. Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their personal staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up on April 21st with Kevin Lee. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Once again, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro? Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.GiancarelliesPizzaNJ.com. That's www.GiancarelliesPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
You did Francesco's?
Yeah.
Sidesplitting Productions, all your entertainment needs, comedians, karaoke, whatever you need. Kids entertainment, Easter's coming up, you need somebody dressed up as Easter, we'll do that for you. Sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Anything, Pip?
No, not right now.
Yes, I'll be at McGuire's Comedy Club this Thursday, 8 o'clock show. Also, my band Fragile Sky will be opening up from Tim Ripper Owens. Used to be the vocalist in Judas Priest. That's going to be at Mexicali Live, Teaneck, New Jersey. Check out my Facebook page for information. Band goes on at 9:30 p.m.
Friday, March 31st, I'll be in Lincoln Park, New Jersey. I'm at the Firehouse. Saturday, April Fool's, I'll be opening for Elvis at Il Palazzo in Wanacue, New Jersey. For tickets, call 973-839-9696, 973-839-9696. I will also be, later on that night, I'll also be in Walk Hill, New York at Elsie's Place. For tickets, call 845-895-8975, 845-895-8975. And let's see, so next week, we'll go back to a regular show.
Yeah.
Then we're off for a week.
Right.
Then we'll come back, and I think Fake Davin will make a return.
Don't
know how long it'll last, but I got myself a new girlfriend.
No.
I have high hopes.
Romeo.
Yeah, I've already gotten some interesting character quirks.
Oh, God, help us.
I'm thinking we'll do that, like, as a Joe, what do you think, like a 15-minute segment on the syndicated portion?
Yeah, that'd be good. Are you as creepy as The last fake Davin with Belinda?
Well, it takes a while to get into my creep, Joe.
To get into full
creep.
You
just can't be full creep right away.
Right, okay.
I'll see what happens. I'll see how it goes. I don't have a plan as it goes. I just kind of react to
there. I understand. No, that was, I know. That was really the good part about the
my creepiness?
With well, with whole Belinda, and we would throw curveballs in. It's like, what is he doing?
We'll see how long I can go with my new beloved.
Yeah,
feel
really
good about it.
How long you can go without sending them any money. But you know what? We never thought you'd go that long with Belinda, and you did.
Yeah, the video chats.
Yeah.
We'll see. Figured bring it back. Fun little segment. Yeah. Haven't done it in a while.
My stories.
Yeah. I mean, we got some that I never did, that I never brought to the air that are in the file.
Right.
But
well,
this one's ongoing. So I figure when we come back from break, we'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll still be with her. Maybe I won't. We'll see.
Okay.
But, we're driving her batshit. It's good. Fun show?
Yeah, it was fun.
Very interesting show. Fun show.
Yeah.
And had a little film crew here.
I know.
Very nice. Started off nice. Had a little fun with the Biggest Fools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides us.
Besides us, yes.
Love that. I wish we could do Biggest Fools every day.
And my honey, Mr. Helix, was in studio.
Oh.
Watching.
Oh.
Watching what was going on with the film crew and how we do our stuff.
Sure. He just didn't want to be surrounded by crap. He wanted to get out of the house. he knew we got storage units, so I had to take my crap out.
Well, he knew that the film crew was coming, so you had to clear out a little. So he was like, breathing room.
Yeah, we're getting ready for the move. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
I know.
Yeah.
He'll be out. Joe, remind me when we come back next week. We'll talk about the shenanigans from our pre-show.
Oh, yes.
Yes, very fun show. Very interesting show. Tune in next week.
You will notice there is a recurring theme about something that happened with me that happens a lot in my life.
Does it start with Florida?
No.
No, oh, okay.
Although I did have wires to my junk.
Awesome.
So that's it. Thank you guys for listening live. Thank you guys for listening on replay. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.